Guess what, Kathy? It's
What?
Friday. It's Friday.
Oh, the angels sing.
I can see the light. I can hear the angel flap of their little wings. Oh, yes. It's been a long week.
It has been a very long week.
Yep.
I am my door just rang. I'm messaging my daughter to get that. I get to talk about her later though, so
Very
sorry.
good.
Her responsibility. Hopefully the dog won't bark too much. Yeah, it has been a very, very long week, and people are asking me lots of questions, and I have had like 0% focus time this week, and so I am
Yep.
very much looking forward to a weekend.
I
I
have
mean, I'm
been
happy
do
to answer questions,
Oh,
but
sure, of course.
I'm
I mean,
tired now.
we love our jobs, we do our jobs, but it's also nice to have a break from your job, and that's what weekends are made for. Absolutely.
Definitely,
I
definitely.
DM'd one of our coworkers earlier this week, I said, or earlier today, I mean, and I said, I have a date this weekend with my couch, Netflix, and takeout because I am gonna sit my butt on my couch when I get home, and that's all I'm doing all weekend. Because I'm tired and I'm done and it's snowing and I don't want to go out in it, and yeah, that's it.
I feel
So
ya. It snowed here this week and it didn't stick. I took the dogs out in it thinking, oh, this will be fun. They'll just run around because there was about an inch or two on the ground. And I thought, oh, this will be fun. The dogs will love it. And they were just like looking at me like I was crazy. Like,
It
what?
is cold
What's
on my paws. What do I do about this?
Yeah, they
Crazy.
didn't like it. When I was up in Mount Shasta, it would snow like 2 feet, you know, and I'd take the
Yeah.
dog out and well, then it would be 4 feet. And then he's like, where's the dog supposed to go around here? Then it got
Yeah,
problematic. But just a little bit of snow, it was always fun. But yeah,
for
not
sure.
these two. They're just like, what
Well, and one of
are
them
you
is
bringing?
a very short dog, so the snow is up to his private parts, probably.
Yes. Yeah,
I
no,
wouldn't want to
he's.
drag my private parts to the snow either, Kathy.
Yeah, I can't blame him. He's very much, you know, he's a Texan through and through, so he's looking
Yeah.
forward to summer.
I don't blame him. I am too. And I'm not a
What are you gonna
Texan,
get
but there you
for
go.
carry out? Tease me with your meal
So,
plan.
okay, so this is like a don't, and if you're listening to this out in the world, don't judge me, but I like triple cheese on a pizza. So
Ooh.
I will get a small pizza, triple cheese, and pepperoni. And like my mouth just started watering thinking
Yeah.
about that pizza. And then I will sometimes get like wings to go with it because I live in Western New York and I don't care where you are in the world. If you aren't in the Buffalo, Western New York area, the wings aren't as good. They
Yeah.
just, we know how to do wings right. And so
Yep.
I will get the wings. They will be extra crispy, and I will dip those suckers in as much blue cheese as I can.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Right? And I don't drink
Oh my
soda. I
God.
drink a lot of seltzer now, right? So flavored seltzer. Just, but I, when I get a pizza and wings, like if I'm doing like, a lot of the time I'll drink my seltzer with it. Every once in a while, I'll get a 20-ounce Dr. Pepper, and that will be like, that's my like one really bad meal of the year or the year
Yeah.
of the month. Who am I kidding? I do it more than once a year, but of the month, that's what I'll do. So yeah, so
Dr. Pepper.
I think that I will be getting delivery tonight.
That sounds amazing. In
Yeah.
Texas, they have a place called Whataburger. And I'm not a big fan of Whataburger, but they have Dr. Pepper shakes. And the first time I saw it, I was like, this is the most
Ooh.
Texas thing ever. I must have one. And they're really good. It's the
Well, see,
only thing I like at Whataburger.
now I have to go to Texas just to get one of those shakes because it sounds delicious. I'll be in
It's really
Oklahoma.
good.
I'll be in Oklahoma in May for my little brother's high school graduation. I wonder if they have them there. I'm gonna have to do some research.
I
I'm gonna have
think
to do
they
some research.
do because one of our former coworkers, Kristen, she told me that she liked the spicy ketchup at Whataburger. They have a
Okay.
special kind of ketchup, so I
Yep.
think they have them up there. So
I'll be with family, and I'm also going to be spending some time with Lindsay and Corey Miller talking about post-data
nice.
stuff and doing some strategizing and celebrating WordPress 20th anniversary, which is
Yeah.
May 27th. So a lot of fun stuff coming up. But what I really want to
Yeah.
talk about today, I'm like bursted at the seams to tell you about some projects I have coming up. And I know if you listen to this, I always say, like, if you listen to this, I don't want to hear it. I know that you think I already have too many projects. It's my life. I will live it as project full as I want. So the first project is, and this is good. This episode will drop on Monday. The new thing launches on Tuesday. So I'm going to go ahead and tease it out. I am working with Hazel Kimpo to create audacitymarketing.com. It is a new podcast about marketing. And our first episode we recorded this week is all about what does it mean to be audacious and have all the audacity in marketing. So that's going to drop on Tuesday. The new site will be launched at that point in time, audacitymarketing.com. And I'm super excited to be able to share some of the different marketing initiatives and ideas that we have.
One, I love the title.
Thank you.
That sticks. That's sticky. That not going to ever forget it. I love it. And two, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. You guys are going to have such a good time. I can't wait to listen. It's going to be video too.
It is video too. So we'll have a YouTube channel as well. And you can be a guest sometime, Kathy. We'd love to have you on.
I would love that.
Marketing stuff. We've already talked to Andrew from Bertha AI.
Andrew cool. Palmer.
He's going to be a guest at some point this year as well, because we've been using AI as conversation starters, and what do we want to talk about, and what would be a good tagline, and just like pick an AI brain to just get ideas. It hasn't written any of our content, but it's giving us ideas and those basic building blocks to start from. And it's pretty intense. We're going to talk about that a lot going forward.
Are you going to talk about how you're using AI for those ideas? How you're generating? Oh my gosh.
That's not our first episode, but it is definitely on our list of episodes coming up. And each episode is going to be no more than 30 minutes. Usually we're aiming for about 20 minutes. You and I aim for 5 to 10 minutes. And like last week we went almost 40. So like, you know, it's all good.
There's no timer. I can't tell.
It's an organic conversation. And so we don't have a timer on it, but we finished when we were like, oh, I don't know what else to say. And that's okay too.
I think we still have more to say, but it's more like, I think this is going on for a while. We should probably wrap it up. Cause I think if we were left to our own devices, we'd probably go for hours.
Absolutely. We'd be like, let's take this to dinner and keep talking. I'm okay with staying up till 2 a.m. Are you okay?
Exactly. Maybe. With you, I could, because the conversation would be lively enough.
Do I have to get up first thing in the morning? That's the other question. Yeah. So that's the first thing. And that's hopefully going to be big, and people will tune in and learn how to make some big, you know, decisions. And the biggest thing is audacity doesn't mean that you don't have a clue and you're just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what will stick. It's really about making informed decisions, but stepping outside of your comfort zone a little bit, taking that leap of faith, all of those things that can kind of push you ahead of your competition and outside of the envelope, so to speak. So super excited about that.
But I'm excited too. And Hazel's amazing. For anybody that doesn't know Hazel, you have to tune in. She is one of the most brilliant marketing minds around, and her, along with Michelle, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be
fun. Testimonial.
I love that. I will. I'll be writing that down on the website. So we're super excited about it. So that's something we've been talking about it for months now, and with the holidays and everything else, the timing, we knew it was going to happen, but it had to happen when it was deadlines. We're making our own deadlines. Let's punt that deadline. You know, there's no reason that we have to create something and do it on the fly. Let's do something that's that really slaps, as the kids say.
Yeah. Love it. That's so exciting.
I know. I love when I use words that my daughter, like, my daughter's, she'll be 31 this year, so it's not like she's a kid, right? But I'll be like, man, that slaps. And she'll just looks at me like, you're not allowed to say that. Which actually brings me to my next thing. I promise I will give you time to talk to. But I am launching a new Etsy store.
Are you?
And I am going to sell stickers. And I have 4 stickers that I've ordered today. So this will take a week or two to be up because I'm trying to figure out how to rename my old Etsy store into something that's more relevant. But the four stickers, I had talked about these on Twitter a little bit. One says, "I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that." Because I'm going to live my life how I want to live my life, and if you don't like me, I'm okay with that. You know, when you're 20, when you're in your teens, it's all about everybody looking at you and wanting to fit in and everything else. I am a square peg. There's only round holes and whatever, right? So I'm going to be who I am. Like it or leave it. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to like me, whatever. That's good. So I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that. And I posted that on Twitter, and Sticker Giant was like, this, they replied to it. Like, this has to be a sticker. And I'm like, Sticker Giant is talking to me? Like, that's crazy, right?
That is so cool. That's smart, though.
So then I created some more. I do have some more that aren't stickers yet that I'll, because it costs money to order stickers, but I'll share those with you. So the second one is, and you tell me if you understand where this quote comes from. It's a re-quote. It says, "Stop trying to make normal happen. It's not going to happen."
I like it.
Instead of a red stop sign, it's a pink stop sign. So people might clue into the Mean Girls on that one.
Yeah, I love it. That's and then brilliant.
Y'all have seen on Twitter, I get DM'd all the time these, and they're catfish, but they're all like, "Oh, I came across your profile and you're so beautiful and I really want to get to know you better." And it's like, oh God, it's so obviously a scammer. But I've created a sticker that looks like, you know, those name badges, the peel and stick ones. It says, "Hello, my name is uninterested."
Perfect. Oh, that's so perfect.
The fourth one I've ordered is a little round sticker. It's got a little microphone in the middle. It says, "You're on mute." "Nope, still can't hear you." And then the two I haven't ordered yet, one just says, "Meh." And then the other one is a trophy that just says, "You participated."
Those would make really good t-shirts too. You should add t-shirts to your shop eventually also.
One thing at a time, Kathy.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh. My list of things that I want to do that I started writing down, it's you can really overwhelm yourself because it's like, sometimes it's like, oh, well, what do I do? But then once you write down like a few things that you want to do, then it like breaks the dam. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're Michelle. projects.
Well, it's harder for people.
Be careful writing down what you want.
It's harder when you actually have a life. Like, I just like go home and it's my cats and Netflix and me. So I fill my time with other things. But you have kids and you have a husband and I have cats. So
yeah,
it's a little
and
different.
Dogs are harder. I've got cats too, but the dogs are like every couple hours you got to go stand outside and.
I just have to change the litter box every so often.
Cats are so much easier. Yeah.
So the little dog's people,
easier, but
I have to figure out pricing for stickers, but hopefully people will want to buy stickers. Otherwise I'm going to have a plethora of stickers at home waiting to ship out. Nobody wanting them, but the very least, if they don't do well, I'll take them to WordCamps and hand them out. But I'm hoping that people will be like, I need that sticker in my life. So we will see.
Happens. Definitely. Yeah. I'll buy some. Totally.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad. Okay, so tell me, you were telling me a little bit about something that you've got going on, or more.
Oh, geez, yeah.
More well, like I've your got daughter's tons of stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, my YouTube thing is still kind of going. I'm going to just keep doing it, just because, like you do something and you get something going, and that's just like all of a sudden, then all of the ideas just start happening. And I've got, you know, shout out to Rob Cairns, who's like sending me ideas. My Twitter DMs all the time because he's just like on it. And so I've just got tons of ideas of like, commentary news, security news, and then just like trainings that I want to do and all kinds of just so much stuff I want to do. So I've got that list going. I started a secondary YouTube channel that I'm not going to talk about just yet because I'm just kind of playing with the algorithm to try to get to hacking. I'm hacking the algorithm because everything's hacking, right? It's just play is hacking. So I'm hacking with that. And that's like really fascinating. So I'm playing with that. But then my daughter, she's watching me like do all of this. Like I'm getting excited. And she, you know, she's on TikTok. She's 14 years old and she sees all these drop shippers. She for some reason, the algorithm has identified her as a potential drop shipper. And so now she's got ideas. She wants to be an
entrepreneur. They see her as an entrepreneur. That's a better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They definitely don't see her as climbing corporate ladder. I don't see her that way either. She's definitely, entrepreneurship runs in her dad's side of the family, runs in my side of the family. So it's kind of weird that I've been like W2ing it all past few years, but I'm having fun. But yeah, so she wants to run her own business, and so she wants to get started selling online. And so I'm like, okay, website, WooCommerce, here you go. And it has been, the learning curve has been really hard for her. And so she's like, all the dropshippers use Shopify. I'm going to use Shopify. So I'm sitting there watching her, very impressed at how she's like navigating the interface and understanding what to do and everything. Mm-hmm. But she's like, there's stuff I want to do and it won't let me. So can you pay $105 a month so I can get the upgraded plan? And I'm like, you don't even have a product in your warehouse yet. So no, you need to start here. And she's like, but mom, I'm going to be successful. Don't you believe in me? And I'm like, all right, how much, what's your profit margin? How much until you earn $100 so that you can do all of this? And she's like, I only need to sell four of them and I'll have the money. And I'm like, okay, so start with the base. And then, but she's like ready to give up. She's done. And so, because of Cadence, I know about SureCart, and then, somebody was talking about SureCart, and I'm like, okay, well, they say it's kind of like the best of both worlds between WooCommerce and Shopify, where Shopify nickels and dimes you and like you're kind of locked into the system, and versus WooCommerce, where it's just like, all right, here you go, figure it out, right? And SureCart's kind of like in the middle, where it's like, okay, guiding you through things much more and cleaner interface and much more locked into it. So we're starting with that now. And my fingers are crossed that this is, please, SureCart, please work for my 14-year-old. Otherwise, I'm going to custom code a cart for it. I haven't done that in like a decade, and I really don't want to. I probably still have the old code base, but I don't know if it works on PHP 8, and I'm just not doing it. Not doing it. So yeah, so that's our big project. She's like on all of these sites, and she's finding like, okay, well, we can buy this for this much and I can sell it for this much because she's figuring it out. She's like going through this like self-taught MBA of like how to do.
But she's a teenager, right?
She is a teenager.
That's amazing.
She is. My son's got his online business that's paying his bills, and
that's so amazing. Does she have a particular category or top or like that she's looking at? Can you share that or no? It's okay if you can't.
You want to guess for 14-year-old girls? It's not horse stuff. I'll just rule that out.
My first guess was going to be horse stuff.
It's all fashion and beauty.
I was going to say makeup. Yeah. Oh, that's great though. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. So that's her world, and that's what she's into and understands. And
I am not her target audience.
Me like, neither.
Is that comfortable? Is it quick? Then I'm all about it.
I had to record for like Page Builder Summit, and I got this terrible zit on my face, and I'm like, it's still in the shade. Claire, help me with all of your, she's got so much makeup. I'm like, help me with this terrible zit. Like, just cover it so I can record, please. And so she's like got all of her stuff and she's doing it, and it's just, I don't know how to do any of it, but it's her world. It's just like, and then it's gone.
Amazing. Yep. Well, here's the other thing. Like when we were like younger doing makeup and everything, we used to have all the products to get rid of any of the shine on our face, right? Like it was all about matte look. And now I'm like, I'm watching and they're painting white spots on the ends of their nose to look like they're shining. And I'm like, it's just so counter to what I grew up with. I'm like, oh.
I know, we were trying to get rid of that.
Exactly. Like all these oil blotters. It's like walk around this little package of oil blotters to blot the little shine off our noses. Oh my gosh.
Yep. And their highlight, I told her it was like some kind of, well, why you put concealer on your nose? She's like, mom, it's a highlighter. Like, okay.
Wait, why are we highlighting? I like understand contour and like getting rid of, like, I don't want my double chins to show as much. Let's downplay that. But like, why am I putting a white stripe down the middle of my nose? I don't get it. But yeah, they look beautiful when they're done though. I'm going to say I've never seen one of them that didn't look good, but
yeah,
I just, I'm beyond understanding it anymore, how to do it or any of that. So I don't
Or the
know.
fake lashes and then the
Yeah.
fake nails. She wanted
Yep.
fake nails, and I'm like, this is going to last precisely 1 week or less.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, you can have fake nails. Well, so she gets them and they're too long. She'll kill me if I, you oversharing. But then they're like huge and long. And so then she's got
Yeah.
to go ride her horse the next
Oh
day. So she goes
no.
and rides, and one of them breaks and like blood everywhere and everything. And then they were gone within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Just gone. So I'm like, okay, well, I think with teenagers, you just have to let them make their mistakes and they
Absolutely.
have to experience it. You can't just, I told her, I'm like, you're not going to like the acrylics. I know you. You're out in the barn. They're not going to work for you. Can't
Yeah.
tell her. I'm like, all right, you're getting them then. Let's go.
I do acrylics.
I
That's my one vanity. My
yeah.
one of my vanities is I do the acrylic nails and I absolutely adore them. So, but I am
Yeah.
not in a
Don't they bother
barn.
you when you type, though?
No, because I make sure they're just short enough that they don't get in the way.
Nice.
And when they start to grow out, that's number one. I know that's when it's time to get a fill and get them trimmed back. But also, if I'm having trouble texting on my phone, that's when it's like, ah. So, yeah, those are the times. Really frustrating.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for painting my nails, but I know my life is, well, I have to move a 250 pound. I got to grab onto things. So,
Yeah.
yes, I will
It's just
not have them.
different. It's just different. That's all there is to it. In the anti-motivational world, I will say that one of the things that TikTok has done is teach teenagers how to hotwire Kia cars. And
Oh.
my daughter got her new car the first week of January. And last week, somebody broke into her car and tried to steal it. So the back window was busted out and the entire drive shaft was ruined. Luckily, though, they didn't get away with the car. So she doesn't have to, try to find it or it didn't get crashed
Yeah.
somewhere. But it's going to be several thousand dollars of fixing in over a month to replace all the parts that were broken and whatever. Plus, then this is what you think of it. Her makeup bag was in the car and they stole it. It was in her backpack and she lost almost $200 from the makeup. So she's just
Oh no.
irate right now. But at least she still has the car.
Yeah.
They don't think they'll ever figure out who did it, but insurance is kicking in, all of the things that have to happen. But talk about like that feeling of violation, though, when
Yeah,
things like that
yeah.
happen. I think we've all had experiences where something was stolen or somebody violated our privacy or whatever, and we just feel so violated. And I feel violated on her behalf. But, people have come to rallied around her for different things over her life. And so she knows it's not, the couple of bad actors. It doesn't represent the whole community, and she has
Yeah.
done so much for her community in Buffalo. So, but yeah, I just, it's so hard. Sometimes it's hard to keep, we get out here every week. We want to be everybody's motivation and we want to talk about happy things, but sometimes it's hard, and I just want to
Yeah.
acknowledge that for, that you and
Yeah.
I, we talked like our first episode, we talked about the shit, right? The compost, because we like to joke about it. Life isn't easy, and it isn't always easy to put the smile on and tune into the happy parts of ourselves. I will honestly say I never get on this podcast with you and fake it, right? I'm always happy to talk to you. And it's not because I'm putting on a smile and pretending to be happy. It's because I can tune into those areas of my
Yeah.
life that are happy and talk about them, right? And I think that that's an art. I think it takes a while to be able to do that. And there are times in our lives where things are so bad that it's almost impossible to find those bright spots. Like last year, losing my dad, after your husband first had a stroke, I'm sure it was hard to tap into those bright spots. And there are people that will help you, and those are the bright spots at the time, right? The people who do
Yeah.
things for you and reach out and come sit with you or whatever it is. But I guess what I really want to say is if you're in a spot right now where even listening to us ramble on every week doesn't feel motivational, or you're struggling with your motivation, there is hope. Find the person, find the organization, find within yourself or through tapping into your network, somebody that will, or some organization that will help you get through the dark spots, because there are dark spots in all of our lives. And, you know, our weekly motivation podcast is not to say that there aren't. We just want to help be one of those bright spots for you and hope that you can listen to us and laugh, or laugh with us, laugh at us. It's all the same to me. It's all good. Like I said, I might not be your cup of tea. You might be laughing at me instead of with me. And quite honestly, that's fine. If it brings a smile to your face either way, that's good. But, you know, at the very least, I hope that everybody has, you know, a bright week ahead of them. I can't believe we're heading into February already. But
I know. And we're speaking on Thursday Groundhog. It just seemed like a perfect opportunity to talk about Cadence Cloud, because I see so many people who are really opening up new opportunities with it. And I really want to help people do that. That's what really motivates me. I was doing journal prompts and I had to write down what motivates me. And it's like helping people use technology better and safer and all of that. And so I was just kind of like sort of writing my own mission statement, and that just fit. And then Groundhog CRM. It's a CRM, right? Yeah. And they're doing it on Groundhog Day. And I'm just like, I'm in for this. Anybody with that kind of sense of humor and punniness, it's so fun. And then I saw it you're speaking too about community. And I'm like, oh, well, we're like the Sunny and Cher of Groundhog Day, right? We'll start it off singing I Got You, Babe. Movie.
Well, if you're not in our Slack, and so if you're not in the Confab Slack, you don't know that Kathy actually posted that in Slack. And I replied, and I'm like, I'm the short one. I guess I'm stuck being Sunny. That's okay.
Yep.
Because honestly, Kathy, I got you, babe, anytime.
I got you too. I got you too, babe. We'll get through all of it, you know, even if it seems like it's Groundhog Day and everything keeps coming back to us. So we'll make the most of it.
Yeah. So shiny weeks ahead for everybody. Find us on at groundhog2gs.com for Groundhog Day. This Thursday we'll be speaking. And if you don't make it to that, it's okay. Just, you know, it'll be online, whatever. Come talk to us. Give us your feedback on the podcast. We would love to interact with you in any way you'd like. So have a happy week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.